Here we go. Hold on. Let me go ahead. Let me see.
So how do we begin to nurture that hunger? What are the characteristics or the qualities of people that are hungry? What will it take for me to get some of the things that I want? And being hungry for those things. Number one, you've got to work on yourself. It's very important that you engage in an ongoing process to develop you. Spend more time on yourself than what you've been spending. The next thing, part of what feeds that hunger, you've got to develop a sense of urgency. The next thing that begins to nurture that hunger, honor yourself as your word. Don't give your word out lightly. When you throw your word out there and you don't honor it, it makes a statement about you that if I speak it, I'm going to live it. It's who I am. Because I want my life to reflect my words and honoring who I am and what I express. Another challenging area in terms of nurturing and developing that hunger in yourself is learning the art of becoming single-minded. Learning how to concentrate. Learning how to focus in. And you'll be surprised at the things that you're able to do. Of the people that you'll be able to attract, of the opportunities that you'll be able to see. You begin to see things that have been staring there, looking you in the face, saying, I can't believe this has been here all this time.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
All right. Yes, I guess my time is impeccable. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, the D. Y'all can call in right now if y'all want to. 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. Y'all can call in. Press 1. We can chop it up. We can do this. Let me bring in 206 real quick. 206, what's your question, man? What's up with you?
Dude, you seem like a real douchebag.
I love my guy. That's my guy with the fucked up voice. What's up? Get your ass back in the queue, motherfucker. Yes, I'm the motherfucking Dean. Class, as always, is in session. Y'all want to call in? The number is 515-605-9373. We here to chop it up. Whew. Almost 3.5 hours. I ain't drink anything, man. How's my chat room doing? How's my guys doing out there in the chat room? My chat room motherfuckers, what's going on, guys? I hope y'all are doing well. I want to give a shout out to you motherfuckers as well. I hope all is going well with you guys. But we want to let you guys know that the importance of everything we show you guys has, we want y'all to be just great men. We want y'all to be individuals that don't have issues with women. We want y'all guys to just be the men I know y'all can be, because I got nothing but love for you, man. I just want to say hi to all y'all. I'm glad that y'all are here. Hi, everybody. Hey, what's up? And all the other good shit. My chat room. Just always like to shout out my chat room. And everybody that is listening to the show, y'all can call in at 515-605-9373. That is 515-605-9373 is the number. You can press 1 and we will be happy to talk to you. Let me see here. Yeah, I don't even want to say like I'm bitching. I got so much work to do, man. Let me see here. I'm going to send this stuff. Yeah, I got so much work to do, because we got to make sure that we, I'll tell you the schedule. Once I get done tonight with the show, I got to start getting the my last week from 14 to 21st, my birthday weekend week. So, you know, I got to start getting the store products because everybody right now, y'all have Manhood U products, but now we're going to give discounts on the store products for that week. Once that week is over with, or excuse me, once that week is over with, that goes down. We'll continue to sell the birthday, the texting toolkit. And the reason I'm stressing anybody who really needs it, really look into the toolkit, because it's going to give you everything you need. And again, give me a second. I will show you. Oops. You know what? Think about typing, guys. I took typing to get around women. When I was in, yeah, fuck y'all. I know y'all judging me right now. But when I was, how old was my little cake ass? I don't know how old I was. I think I was in the seventh grade. And I took typing because I wanted to get near women. I took typing and home ec. And I want to talk to you about that. 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1 if you have a question. But I want to talk. I'll talk to you about that in a second. Break all that down. But anyway, getting back real quick. So once I'm done with the 21st, my birthday, the 22nd, that goes down. We'll still keep with the conversation. We'll still keep with the monthly. And then what's going to happen is I'm going to go right into the membership September 1st, and I'm gonna have to stress it. I'm gonna have to stress that now. I'm going to stress it on the website. I'm going to stress it. The way the membership is going to work, it's going to charge you monthly, okay? It's a monthly membership. Understand this. It's very important to understand this, is that if you get the membership on the – remember, it's only going to bill from the first to the end of the month. That's how it's set up. So if you get it in the middle of the month, it's going to bill you 2 weeks later. So you just got to remember, that's how it's going to work. Because every first of the month, I'm going to release new stuff. And that's how we're going to do it. But the best thing about it is I'm not just going to release stuff. See, I've got a list of things. I got a list of things I'm going to release. But because y'all are my members, let me give you an example. Let's say I got to give you 6 or 7 things, hypothetically. All right, I'm not gonna tell you how I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna give you 5 things. Okay, 5 things for the month. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you more than the 5 for the month. I'm always gonna give you a little bit extra because I got you guys. Man, we got so much work to do. 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1. And we would love to have you in, and we would love to talk to you. The thing that I want to discuss right now, because I was telling you guys, I took home economics. I took home ec. And when I took home ec to – remember, guys, there were a few things. I took typing in junior high because the girls were there, but I learned how to type. I took home ec, and what home ec is they show you how to cook. You have 2 semesters. They broke the semesters down. 1 semester is fucking sewing. Look, if I rip my shirt, I know how to sew that motherfucker together. Fuck y'all. I know y'all going to laugh at this shit, but that's what they taught you in home economics. Home economics was the first thing was they showed you how to sew. So the thing I had to do was sew a pair of sweatpants. That was my, like, grade or whatever. So they taught you how to sew. And that, I'm not saying every man's sewing. You know, if you rip something, you should know how to fucking, if you have a sewing machine, whatever, do all that. But anyway, so it was that. But the next thing they taught me was how to cook. Now, the only crazy thing about me, I can cook. And y'all gonna laugh at this shit, but the thing I can't, there's one thing I can't make, and I'm not ashamed to tell you, motherfuckers. I can't make rice to save my fucking life. I burn that shit. I either burn it or I make that shit pasty. Fuck y'all. I'm being honest with y'all. I'm just telling you, I don't know how to make my rice is my kryptonite. I don't know how to make rice. I do not know how to do that shit. But anyway, I'll bring in you 312 real quick, but I'm going to explain the cooking, and I'm going to talk and break down how things should go on a date with a woman and stuff like that. 312, what's your name, sir? Where are you calling from? What's your question?
Hey, man, it's Sham. I'm calling from Virginia, man. How you doing?
What's good with you, Sham? How you doing, fam?
Doing pretty well. I set up a date with a chick that I got with from Plenty of Fish, and I got her coming through. I told her I was going to set her up with the candlelight dinner at my crib, and she said she's down. And so I'm trying to figure out which one of your products do I get to kind of help me get her to submit the pussy, as you would put it, before she gets
okay.
here, before she even comes to the crib.
All right. Now, I'll go get a pencil. I want you to write this down. I'm going to show you what you... Matter of fact, now, listen. I'm going to show you... I'm going to tell you what to get. I want you to write it down. But what I'm also going to do is I'm going to set this all up for you, dog. Right here live. Unscripted, dog. So go get
all
your
right,
pencil.
All right, hold on. I got
or
you.
Your pen.
All right, hold on.
All right.
Over here, burning the damn midnight oil with this shit.
Hey, dog, this is what we do, man. Hey, yeah, we take people, man. I got you covered, man. I got you covered.
All right, let me get me a blank, nice blank page in the notebook.
Fuck, man. I know I can't make no fucking rice. Y'all are judgmental motherfuckers. Anyway, so, yeah, let me tell you.
All right, go for
let
it.
Let me tell you. Okay, now what you'll need, okay, what I recommend you doing is going into Manhood U, okay? Go to the man mindset. Go to Manhood U.
Mm-hmm.
Get a three-pack, okay? Get a three-pack.
Mm-hmm.
And what you want to get is the Kissing 101. Oh, wait a second. Don't get a three-pack. Go into, Go into my don't go wait stop so, wait forget I said that because this is my birthday month so we got discounts so what I want you to do is click, when you go to the man mindset you'll see my baby picture go there okay go there
okay
fuck what I was about to say
picture.
Click on that click on the bitch ass baby picture yeah I'm wearing some fucked up ass outfit y'all fuck y'all anyway so,
I can't wait to see this little '80s early '80s baby outfit
it's dude. It's 70s, man. It's 70s.
Oh, God. Dude.
I know. Oh, my God. I think I have a peach or tangerine shirt with red. Fuck y'all.
Oh,
anyway,
my God.
It's fucking bad. So, y'all, go there, and what you do is, because I think we have a special, if you get a three-pack, you get three extra things, I think, or two extra things or something. But get a three-pack and make sure in that three-pack you get the Kissing 101, 15 minutes. You get the makeout, and you get the fucking 101 back. Okay, those three things. And I think you get two more items. So you can get the 69 if you want, or you can get something else in there. I mean, that's how the Manhood U discount works for the month, okay? So
you said Kissing 101, Makeout 101, and what else?
The fucking 101 back.
Fucking 101 back.
Back, yeah, back. When she on her back, yes.
Gotcha.
Now, the next thing I want you to do is, once you get that done, I want you to then click on free stuff. There, when you jump out of that, at the top, you'll see a tab that says free stuff. Click on that, and you'll see something called when she comes over. Now, when she comes over... desserts that I make you'll see me doing it. I'm like Chef Boyardee and shit.
Oh yeah,
I'm showing you how to.
Man, that shit is hot fire, bro. That shit's hot. I've seen the one where you did that thing with the taco shells and the sugar and the cinnamon and all that shit
yeah,
and ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, that's some cold shit, man.
Well, but I want you to do that though. That's what I'm saying. So that's your next step. So I want you to get that. Okay, so pick a dessert, have that locked in the chamber. Okay. Okay, so now you got those pieces. Now, when is she coming over?
She's coming over Saturday late afternoon, like probably somewhere around 6 or something like that.
Okay, so what I want you to do, you know her favorite wine? Does she drink?
I don't know if she drink. I'm going to try to find that out before then. She probably does sip a little wine, though.
All right, now let me ask you a question. How are your cooking skills?
My cooking skills are pretty good. I can do some things. Like, I was going to do some crab cakes and some roasted potatoes and maybe, like, one other little side dish.
Let me see here. Hold on. I'm going to show you something. Hold on. So order. I think it's called. Hold on one second. Give me one second. I'm trying to pull it. I'm trying to find out what the name of that shit is. Okay. Let me see how much it costs first before I even tell you. I want to make. Oh, shit. Let me. Hold on. Price per serving. Recipes per week. Hold on, dog. Before I tell you, I want to make sure I got you set up. Okay. Now, this is what I want you to think about doing, okay? Now you can cook that, but if you really want to do some shit, have you ever heard of Blue Apron?
I have.
Okay. Now you don't have to, but instead of doing it, see, if you go to Blue Apron, this is how I want you. Now, look, you can either cook for her or the two of you can cook together. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can do, so that's up to you. I don't know how you want to do it. If you want to cook for her, that's fine. If y'all want to cook together, that's fine. But this is what I want to make sure
The cooking together might be dope because it's a candlelit dinner, right? And so when she get there, there might be still a little bit of daylight left. So I would have to wait to kind of cook it. So it'll be kind of cool if I can get her involved and engaged or whatever in that.
Right,
way.
Right.
We can cook together and we can sit down and have this nice candlelight dinner together. That'd
be
dope.
I'm saying maybe. No, I got more. We ain't done, dog. We just scratching the surface with this shit, dog. I'm about to throw some fucking game with your ass, dog. I got you. So you either go use the Blue Apron and y'all can cook the meal together if you want, or you can do your crab cakes. Now, what I also want you to have on the menu, I want you to find out. Matter of fact, don't ask. Write this down. Balsamic vinegar, ranch dressing, and French. One of the three, okay? That's on your item list, okay? I want you to also get a salad. You know, like when you walk into the grocery store, they got their little salad sections where they got a salad in a bag, so to speak. They already got the lettuce in there and stuff.
Right.
Get a salad. Because, again, I got you, dog. We're going to set this shit up smooth as fuck, dog. We're going to set this shit smooth as fuck. So what I want you to do is get that. Another thing I want you to go get, if you want to, you can go get some small pieces of ham and some blue cheese. And you can roll up the ham and put a toothpick in it for hors d'oeuvres. And I'm explaining because we're going to knock this one out the box, dog. We're going to have her hooked on you like fucking phonics and shit, man. All right? Okay. So the next thing I want you to do, what I want you to do next is you got your hors d'oeuvres, if you want to, you got your salad, you've got your dinner, and you already have your dessert.
Yeah, we're gonna do a three course joint.
Yeah, motherfucker, you motherfucking right, you are motherfucker, exactly. Now, the next thing I need you to do, now we got to have your house set up correctly. You got to, if you can, go to Best Buy. They're $9, and you should have this for all
of
you.
Man, I live right next to a Best Buy, dog. What you talking about?
Okay. All right, let me tell you what I'm talking about. I want you to go in there and get two. Let me show you how it looks. All right, man, matter of fact, I got it right here. Fuck, I'm this dead motherfucking dope. It looks, are you watching the show live, or are you just calling in?
I'm just listening, but hold on. Let me get you on the tablet real quick on YouTube. Hold on. Let me see if I can get you live. Hold on.
Because I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show you what I'm talking about right here. I'm about to show y'all this, but I'm gonna unbox it for you. I'm about to show y'all some shit, dog. Shit, come on, man. I'm about to. Your Uncle Dean has got y'all motherfuckers, man. Y'all better hold on to this show because I'm showing y'all some game, dog. Right, quick. I'm showing y'all some shit.
Let's see here.
I'm make sure y'all motherfuckers. Yeah, I would get y'all hooked up right, fellas. I'm gonna get y'all hooked up right.
Man, I don't see the the live show.
Okay. No. Okay. What you need to do is Do you you connected me on Facebook, right? Am I on your Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on. Yeah, we're on Facebook.
Okay. Well, then go to my Facebook page and you'll see a link to the YouTube. Just it's on my Facebook page.
Okay.
Okay. So we click on that. All right. Yeah. Just click on that and let me know when you're in there so I can show you. All right, let me know when you're there.
All right.
All right, now I'll show you this joint. All right, you there yet?
Not quite.
Today's
August 9th, yeah.
Yeah, it should be at the top, yeah. Yeah. And if I'll tell you the name of the station. I'll tell you the name of the station because I want you there. Everybody that's listening to me, I want y'all there too. So I'll tell you what it is. If you don't know, it's youtube.com /my channel is. The fuck is the name of the channel?
See, I'm subscribed to you. And
yeah, but
should,
you're subscribed
you know,
to my. You're subscribed to my. I remember. I'm in jail right now. I'm in Facebook jail, so I have to use my.
Damn,
other.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I had to use my other one. I'm in Facebook jail. So if you go to, and everyone listening, y'all can add me because this is where I'm doing the live shows until October, until I get back on my shit. You hear that? That's the thing. Let me show y'all some shit. All right, let me see.
YouTube.com.
Yes, YouTube.com. Coach Ass Kicking. That's COACH AZZ KICKIN. So it's A Coach Ass KICKIN. So it's Coach AZZ KICKIN.
Okay.
All right.
All
now, right. When you go there,
all right, I got the live show now.
You're live. Okay. Let me show you. Now, slow me down. Turn on the volume. Okay. When you go to Best Buy, you see this right here? I'm showing you right here. It's a Bluetooth speaker. They're like $9. It's a Bluetooth speaker.
Okay? Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. It's only like $9. It's real cheap. Bluetooth speaker. I want you to get two of these things, okay? Two of them.
Stereo.
Well, not just stereo. I want you to put one in the bathroom, and put one in the living room.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because matter of fact, don't put one in the bathroom. Put one in the bedroom, one in the living room. Because later on, you can move it to the bathroom from the living room. You can move it around. You get one, and you can move that around. Whatever. Okay, now. What I want you to do now, the next thing that's important is we want to set up before she walks into the crib. So this is very important. Write this down. Get wet wipes, because women want to feel fresh and clean and all that shit. So, you know, they're wet wipes. I mean, you should get wet wipes yourself. I'm telling you guys, if you don't have a bidet, get some wet wipes, dog. Get some wet wipes. I'm telling you, you'll love it.
Right.
So,
and like, who has a bidet? Like,
right. Yeah, for real though. Exactly. But you know what? They got a cheap thing. They got a thing that you can connect to your toilet for like, I think like $99. They'll do a bidet. But anyway, all right. So
nice.
You have that. So what I want you to do next? Okay, now we got to get your music right. So what I want you to either do is get some jazz. Now look, no hip hop. No slanging today.
I've been thinking about the playlist I'm gonna work up. Oh yeah, I'm gonna get some 90s slow jams, some 80s slow jams.
Get some of that smooth shit. Yeah, get some of that. Now listen, the slow jams. Listen, the slow jams are for the bedroom in the shower. Okay, so I want you to break the playlist up. What I want is some soft jazz, just some jazz music. I don't care who the fuck, just some nice, smooth jazz, okay? All right? I want you to have the jazz playing, like, in the background, okay? All right. So let me see. What else I'm going to set you up with. Okay, now, before...
So the jazz is for the dinner.
The jazz is for when she comes, y'all cook, y'all eat, y'all talk.
Right.
And y'all mess around. And then when it's time to go in the shower, we'll move you to the shower in a second. Right now, we just getting all the pieces together, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, what I need you to do, okay? What's your cologne that you use? What cologne do you use?
I use body oils. I got one that is mesquite and sandalwood, and I mix them together and make my own kind of, you know, unique scent.
Damn, dude, if you get a chance, because you got till Saturday, see if you can go to the mall and ask for Allure. See, it's Allure. That's my shit, dog. This is my Michael Jordan. This is like my, like I need a 3-point shot with no time left. I'm going to call Larry Bird in. This is like this shit. If you can't, use what you have. I'm just saying, if you can get the Allure, that's fine. Now, what I want you to do is this, okay? Do you use a wash towel or one of those loofah things? What do you use, a wash towel or a loofah?
I use a towel.
Okay, good, okay. Do you have peroxide? Do you have any peroxide?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to get peroxide. Okay, write this down. You got now, this is your setup, okay? I'm going to set you up before we set everything else up, okay? This is your setup.
I'm right.
So I want you to have the peroxide. I want you to have peroxide. Now, this is all going to be in the shower. When you take a shower, I want you to bring all these items in your shower, okay? I want you to bring peroxide. I want you to bring peroxide. I want you to bring your toothbrush and toothpaste, your colognes. Bring those in there as well, okay? Very important. You got to follow Uncle Dean here, okay? Very important. First thing I want you to do with the peroxide is I want you to... You know how you use like Scope and Listerine, how you swish it around your mouth and everything? I want you to take some peroxide and swish it in your mouth. Reason I'm saying that is not going to kill you, because I've been doing this for years. It's going to kill all the fucking bacteria. It's going to kill it more than the Scope and the Listerine will. Matter of fact, you'll know when it's working, because your mouth is going to like fizz up like you're a fucking like mad dog.
Yeah.
I mean, your mouth is just going to be fizz that white, okay? Brush your teeth. Mm-hmm. Brush your teeth while with it in there. Brush your teeth real good. Let the peroxide get in there, okay? That's number one. Number two, when you're taking a hot shower, what I want you to do, get your towel full of soap, okay? And then take the colognes that you have and put it in the towel, okay? And what I want you to do is I want you to wash your body with it. Let me tell you why. Because if you get the shower hot enough, your pores in your skin open up, okay? So what you're going to do is you're going to put a layer of your cologne in your pores. When you're washing your body with the cologne, you're going to have the pores open, so you're going to have a layer of your cologne in your pores. The reason I want that to happen is because when you're...
I was going to say, does the cologne go on the washcloth with the soap, or
Okay, first, look. Go wash your ass first. You wash yourself first, right?
Right.
Wash yourself first.
Okay, clean, that's what I'm trying to figure out, yeah.
Okay, wash yourself clean. The second go round, put the soap and put the cologne in the soap. Wash yourself again. Because it's going to give you a layer. And the reason I got that layer in you is because when you start to sweat, because y'all going to be fucking and making out, instead of her smelling sweat, she's going to smell the cologne that's coming out of your pores. See, most men don't think about
that.
And lose her damn mind. Exactly. So now you're taking care of. Now, the next thing I want you to do is get the dentine ice that comes in a black box, okay? It's called dentine ice, and it's in a black fucking box.
I know what it looks like.
Yeah, that's your go to to keep your breath fellings. Well, you're gonna need that also when you're eating a pussy, but we'll talk about it later on. Okay, that you use dentine. Okay, so you're writing all this shit down. Now again, Now, we'll mix in the kissing, the making out, and the fucking 101 if you get those, because I'm trying to connect all these dots and give you a great time with this woman here. But let me, man, I forgot. I got to check to see if anybody's called. I'm over here talking to your ass. I got to check and see. Oh, give me a second. Talk shit. I'm over here talking that yak to you. I'm like, damn, hold on. Let me see if anybody's.
Hey, man, I'm taking these notes, bro.
Oh, no. We ain't done. Cause I'm going to walk you through all this shit. I'm going to walk you. Now, again, we're just setting up the preliminary stuff, but I'm going to walk you through everything, okay? Now, hold on. Now, let me see what's up. Wait, hold on a second. Wait. I still got you. Hold on a second. Let me see. Wait, hold on. 323. Did you have a question, sir?
Yeah. Hey, could you hear me?
Yeah, what's up?
Hello? Do you have a product?
Yeah, what's up, 323?
Do you have a product for if you come fast, like when you're fucking a bitch? Because that's my biggest issue now. I have five plays.
All right. 323. What I want you to do, what I want you to do is I want you to jerk off before. If you haven't come issues, what I want you to do is jerk off before you go to fuck. Because remember, you know when we jerk off, it takes a little bit longer to get that second nut. Okay. So if you are having a problem, what I want you to do is, number one, jerk off, okay? And number two, when you're fucking and you feel like to come, pull out and switch another position, okay, dog? So those two ways you can last a little bit longer, okay?
Yeah. How do you feel about those 7-Eleven pills, like the Rhinos? Like, would you recommend that or not?
Well, you're young enough that you're young enough to have you shouldn't need that shit as young as you are.
The thing is, like, I want to fuck a bitch all night. Like, say if I come, because I took it before and I came, but I was able to fuck her like for 6-7 hours off the pill.
323. What I'm saying real quick, I gotta get finish this. What I'm saying is, go ahead and if you feel that you need that pill, do whatever you need to do. I'm just saying, without the pill, either jerk off or when you know you're about to come, switch a position or go back down and eat her pussy. Either one of those things, okay? So you have choices, okay? All right, man. I'll throw you back in. Thank you. No doubt. Right. No much love. Okay. Now, 312. So you got all that. Now let me see what else you're gonna need. You got your dentine ice, you got that, you got the wet wipes, you got the things you're gonna need. Okay, you got your balsamic vinegar, your ranch and French. And the reason I'm saying that is because she give her a choice of whatever fucking you wanna put on the salad or whatever, but let me see here. Let me think else. What else you need? Oh, water. Make sure you put some water in the refrigerator and get it cold, because after you get done fucking, you're going to have to give her something to drink and shit, because she's going to be fucking thirsty. So.
Oh, yeah, I got a filter pitcher.
All right, well, good. Let me see. Is there anything else you need before we get to breaking this shit down? Now, remember, you get to also get the items for your dessert. Whatever dessert that you see that I'm showing you on the man mindset. Mm-hmm. Get those, okay? All right, get those things, okay? And
gotcha.
I actually
got dessert covered, because there's this thing I like to make called a chocolate coconut almond pancake, and I like to put a scoop of vanilla ice cream on top of it. Man, that shit is off the chain, man! Chocolate coconut vanilla coconut almond pancake.
Okay, if that's your thing, that's cool. But here's your only problem is, what if she don't like pancakes? I'm not trying to knock your idea. I'm just saying that, pancakes are most, I got you. Okay. Now. Okay. So you set up, you got the music going. All right. Now this is the setup. Okay. You got the hors d'oeuvres. Okay. Mm-hmm. First thing I want you to do now I'm going to walk you through this shit. Cause I'm a bad motherfucker. I'm going to walk you through this shit. Y'all write this down, okay? Check this out. So when she, as soon as she walked, the doorbell rings, okay? Bing, boom, she comes in. I want you to open the door. Now, just jot this down, or you can re-listen to this part of the thing. I want you to open the door. I want you to open the door, and I want you to greet her. And what I mean by greeting her, I want you to take a moment, look at her, look her up and down, smile. What I want you to do is go in for a hug. I want you to back up. I want you to grab her hand, and I want you to twirl her around and smile again, and then let her come inside. Close the door. And then when she comes inside, you have the music playing. Make sure everything is clean. You got a nice smell. Matter of fact, don't even worry about the candles, but have the candles on the table. Okay, just have them on the table. But now, when you're talking to her and all this stuff, now this is the time where you ask her. Now, look, what I want you to do is I want you to wet the glasses, and put the glasses in the refrigerator so they're kind of cool. You know what I mean? So when you pour the wine in there, it's going to be kind of cool, okay? You know, it's going to keep it fresh. You know, it's a little trick. So what I want you to do is that. So when she comes in, first thing you tell her how good she looks, how nice she smells, yada, yada, and say, please, you know, have a seat, relax. And then when you sit her down, and look, what I want you to do as relax, I want you to take her hand. I want you to place your hand behind her back, walk her over to the couch, sit her down, and then say, would you like something? Would you like something to drink right now? Can I get your wine, your favorite wine? You go in the kitchen, you get her wine, you get your. Now, I don't know if you drink wine or whatever, but you know it'd be kind of odd.
I drink wine when the ladies drink wine. Like, you know,
okay,
I have it for them. I'm not big on wine. You know,
okay.
I like.
Okay, all right, so you have the wine. So you get the wine. Now, again, you're sitting there with her. Now, this is – now, again, you don't have the conversation courses, which would have helped you, but we're crash coursing you. So you're going to have to wing it on your conversation, whatever it is. Good. I mean, hey, good luck on that point, but we got you on everything else. So you're sitting there talking to her and all this other stuff. Then what I want you to do after 15 minutes, I want you to get up. I want you to get her some hors d'oeuvres if you have them. Remember, you have different choices of hors d'oeuvres. You can do you can take a little Philly cheese and put it in a small little ham and put the toothpicks in there. You can take Philly cheese and take some. One thing I usually love is getting a bar of Philly cheese and then taking some ranch. What is that shit called that you scoop? Fuck. Come on, guys. Help me out with chat room. What is that shit? No, not blue cheese. No, it's the salsa. Salsa. Fuck. It's salsa. So you can take some salsa and. No, salsa. You know, the salsa that you dip. You know, the mild salsa and shit. You can put salsa.
Oh, pico de gallo.
Yeah, well, whatever that shit is, you can put that over the blue cheese if you want. I mean, you can choose whatever you want, and I don't even know if she's going to want that. But so while you're talking to her, then when it's time, now remember, you can set her up with this early on, let her know I have a great idea, that you know what, I just thought it'd be better, I think it'd be great to, you know, do it together, we cook together. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Once you get done drinking some of the wine, you make sure she brings the wine. Thank you. Yeah. Well, no, it's salsa. No, not guacamole, but salsa age. Thank you, man. But what I want you to do is take her into the kitchen. Now, remember, this is the fun part. I want you to cook with her, but again, I want you to have fun with the cooking. Now, once the meal is ready and it's almost ready, say, okay, you've done enough. Take her and sit her down. Turn the lights down because that time it'll be dark. Light the candles.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I want you to do is, you know, you're going to walk up to her and tell her I'm going to serve you. You'll have a little put a towel over your arm like you're her mate, her butler. Not her butler, but her fucking waiter or some shit like that. Kiss her hand. Yeah, kiss her hand. Be fun, playful with it. Come on out with the salad first. Give it a salad, dog. Now, if you want to be smooth, it doesn't have to be that salad. You can do an iceberg salad, you know, or a wedge salad. You know what that means? You just like get a whole big salad, cut that bitch in four. Put some bacon bits, blue cheese, and tomatoes and eggs. I think that's a wedge salad. I think that's how it goes. You can serve a wedge. You can serve a wedge salad. So you can do either one of those things, okay? So that'll be the first step. Second step is the dinner. The third step is now after she has dinner, you offer her some more wine. You sit her back in the kitchen. And then what you want to do is, you know, you can't drink out of the bottle, dog. Anyway. They saying drink out of the bottle, mother.
Who the hell said no that? Somebody in the chat room.
Hey, freelance, you crazy, dog. It's all good, fam. No, but what I want you to do next is while she's in there relaxing, that's when I want you to prepare the dessert. Now, when you get a good slow song, what I want you to do then at that point is go ahead and start chewing on some gum. Yeah, get a little bit of gum, okay? This is where you get the dentine nights because already eaten and everything, okay? And what I want you to do is I want you to have the dentine ice either on the table where she can take some, because she might be a little bit embarrassed by her breath after eating a dinner or something like that. But what you can do is you can make sure you do that. Then when it's time to dance, well, you go in there and you have your song playing, and this is where the kissing 101 comes in at. Because now you're dancing with her and you're having a good time. You tell her how lovely, how great it is. You're setting up the mood. This is when you do the kissing 101, which is going to lead into the making out 101, the making out product, okay? So once you get to those steps, now this is where important. You want to be chill. You want to take your time. Very important. Make sure you have towels in your bathroom. This is why you need to have one of these fucking speakers in the bathroom. What I want you to do is I want you to turn out the lights, maybe have a candle in there as well, light a candle in there, take a shower with her with the lights out. And when the lights are out and the music is playing, what I want you to do next is I want you to take your towel and I want you to wash her, clean her body. Because, again, when you're going to do these fucking 101 moves and all the shit I'm showing you, what's very important is I want to make sure that she's clean. You know, you make sure she's clean, right?
Right.
Yeah, freelance, no Thunderbird, man. So then from that point, you take her into the bedroom, and then you can do, listen, that's when you can mix in the kissing 101, the making out, and the fucking 101 all together while you're sexing her down. Now, when you get done, what I want you to do, now, again, this is for someone you want to sell. Now, the reason I mean her sell you to all her friends, because when you do this shit, she's going to be talking about you anyway. So what I want you to do from that point is, after you get done fucking, you give her water and all this other stuff. What I want you to do next is I want you to have some lotion. Warm up some lotion.
Right.
And I want you to give her a full body massage. Just massage her body. Just rub her body down. Give her a nice, nice rub down and massage. Now, at this point, you can do the dessert. At that point, now the question is, do you know if she's gonna stay the night, or is she gonna? You expecting her to stay the night?
Well, ideally, she would be staying the night, because she don't even live in the same town as me. She live in we in Virginia. She's in Lynchburg. You know, if you know what that is.
All right, with it. Well, fuck, damn. Okay, so then
I'm going to play it like, oh, you know, I mean, you don't want to get on the road. You don't want to get back on the road at this time of night, do you?
Well, no, she ain't going to go nowhere. She ain't going nowhere when you do the shit I'm about to say. But the next thing I want you to do is next morning, I want strawberries, whipped cream, eggs, scrambled eggs, and French toast. That'll be on the menu for the morning with orange juice. So what I want you to do is I want you to cut up some strawberries, and what's cool about it, get a little bit of sugar and sprinkle it on the strawberries. It'll bring out the flavor, okay? Trust me. Put a little bit of sugar in the strawberries. Put a dollop of whipped cream on there. That's the side. That's her fruit. And then you scramble up some eggs. And then here's the thing with the French toast. The way I want you to make the French toast, the way I show my guys is this. What I want you to use is egg, cinnamon, and some milk, because it's going to make it a little fluffier. Dip it in there, cook it, slice it, set up on a plate real smooth, have your orange juice. And dude, once you do this, she's going to want to marry you. she gonna be like, I'm in fucking love it. I never had nobody do it. The reason I'm telling her to do this is because when she goes back to Lynchburg, I want her to sell you to all of her other friends. So maybe one of these days when you go visit her and you might see one of her friends that you want to fuck, trust me, might be a possibility based off of her telling them what kind of man
I'm,
you are.
I'm recommended.
It comes fucking recommended. So as long as you do exactly what I'm showing, and again, this is a cool day. Now, again, it would be greater if you had the conversation courses, but that's fine. But with the major point is going to be the way the kissing and the making out. Then when you get in the shower, you can mix those two in the shower when you're washing her. You got the lights out. The hot music is playing. You got the candle. What you're setting up in her mind, because again, look, next time you see her, y'all gonna go into fucking. But this one, you're setting up the perfect romance novel, bullshit ass book she's been reading all of her life.
Right.
You are setting up the scene. You are Christian Grey, so to speak. You are setting up the scene that she has been reading in books, and she gets to finally live it with you. Now, the next time she comes over, see, what I've got you right now, you shifting down. So you doing it slow, smooth, seductive. Next time she comes see you, you shift that motherfucker up. Now it's time to fuck. Now it's time to bend you over on the table. Now it's time to throw your ass up on the sink. Now it's time to throw your ass in the refrigerator and spill, like, pour chocolate and mad fucking just get it. You see what I'm saying? So.
Right.
But. Now, we want to set a tone that, you know what, hey, babe, you just smooth. Because most women don't get this from guys. Most guys don't know how to be really smooth and romantic with a woman to show them you know what you're doing. What you're doing right here is you got that. Hold on one second. Let me grab that. 206, what you got? What's your question, big dog?
Yeah,
Okay, damn, man, you're too late, man. Okay, anyway, so, but what I'm saying for you is really important here, 312, is that when you're doing this, you got to be smooth with yourself. But what's so great is when you fucking, y'all sweating, pores going to open up, and she's not going to smell sweat. She's going to smell the cologne. The cologne's going to come out. Now, one thing I want you to do is when you eating that pussy, I want you to take a few of those dentine ice pieces of gum because they got something in there that's going to open the pores in her pussy. Because, you know, you got pores all over your body. But while you eating her pussy, I want you to blow into the pussy because you'll be able to hit the nerve endings while you French kissing, sucking, and blowing on that pussy and shit. But you'll learn. That's the five play. You don't have the five play yet. That's the pussy eating stuff. That's the five play. But you ain't ready for that yet. Let's just keep it simple. let's keep it with the kissing, the making out, and the fucking. So if you can do those three things, dog, and you set everything up the way I showed you, it's a wrap because she's not. Man, look, think about this, girl. I came over his place. It was set up like a romance. As soon as I walked in, he hugged me. He twirled me around. He made me feel so sexy. He sat me down. He got me some wine. We sat there, we laughed, enjoyed it. He took my hand. We went in the kitchen and cooked together. He threw a little water on me. We had a great time. After, you know, he sat me down, he acted like he was a butler, and he kissed my hand, and he served me, girl. He served me with salad. Then after the salad, he served me the meal. We had a great time talking. After we did, we sat down again. He put the plates up. He came back, he took my hand, we started dancing, and then, girl, he kissed me. Girl, the way he kissed, girl, oh, my shit, my pussy was on fire. And then he sat me down, and he started doing all the, you know, it's the make-out stuff. Girl, I wanted to fuck her right there, but he was real smooth with it. He took my hand, you ain't gonna believe this, he took my hand, he brought me in the bathroom, took all my clothes off, turned out the lights, lit a candle. He was so smooth with his phone, he turned on some slow music. Brought me in the shower. Girl, he washed me from head to toe, dried me off, took me in the bedroom, did the fucking 101 techniques. And then after that was up, girl, you think, hey, you know your man, you probably go to sleep. You know what this motherfucker did? He got the lotion out and gave me a full body massage. And matter of fact, I do have something else you got. I got the foot technique. Matter of fact, it's a new product. So I think if you get three, you get a few extra. Look at the foot technique because that's another thing you can do while you're fucking and massaging. You can while you're fucking and you're giving her a massage, you can use that foot technique as well. And then, girl, guess what? When I woke up in the morning, this motherfucker here had French toast, scrambled eggs. He had strawberries with whipped cream on it and motherfucking orange juice. Girl, I'm marrying this motherfucker. I'm going to suck his dick for it. There you go. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then she asked her friend, what'd you do? Well, wait, check it out. Then she was like, well, how was your day? Well, girl, Harold just, you know, opened the door and just told me to walk in. And we sat down and he put something in the microwave and, you know, we just sat around and, you know, whatever. And yeah, we did it. You know, he was done in about 2 minutes and, you know, which one do you want to be? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the game right there, dog. So I'm that on you. The key points here is when you kiss and make out, because that is going to be the difference between her saying it's getting late, I got to go home, or her saying take me where you want me to go. Because if you're kissing me and touching me the way you're doing this with my clothes on, I'm ready to take that shower. Because how many women do you know take showers with the lights off, candles, soft music in the background with a motherfucker that's going to rub her and wash her body down, kiss all over her, and do the five play and making out with her with her clothes off in the shower? She ain't even ready for that shit, fam. She's
right.
Not even ready.
That.
They don't know about that. She ain't ready for that. She has no idea that shit gonna happen, man. No idea. So
yeah, she tried to hit me with the what are you looking for? And I said, well, you know, I'm definitely not looking to be your buddy. I said, I think you're cool. I'm attracted to you, and, you know, I'm interested in getting to know you, and I want to see where it goes, what happens with this, you know? And so I was like, what about you and all that? And she was like, I want to see where it goes too, even though I do like to start as friends first and see where things go, because I don't like to rush into anything. She tried to hit me with that. Dancing along the lines of that take it slow bullshit, you know?
Let me tell you something. Okay, remember. In her mind, she thinks you are boring Bob, that you are going to, it's going to be a cheesy date, ain't nothing going to happen, and she like, eh. But when you do what I'm showing you, you have just showed her the world is not as flat as she has, and she's not expecting what's to happen. You know, like I said, you got Floyd Mayweather versus Colin McGregor, right? And the thing, we all know Floyd is going to win, but, you know, Colin McGregor has what is called a puncher's chance, meaning that even though we know he's going to lose, there's a small chance that he could throw one punch and change the complexity of everything, right? Well, you have more than the chance, because she's expecting basic, boring Bob, or maybe a little bit of
right.
Bob. But what you're going to get?
But nothing like her fantasy though. She's not expecting
about to
nothing.
Yeah,
nowhere near her fantasy.
No, she's not. She's not expecting that, because she is not used to being around a man.
Mm-hmm.
And once you give her the fantasy of the great dinner and laughing and joking and all that other stuff, I sometimes would switch it up before I dance with her and we're sitting there laughing. You know, sometimes it's cool. They get so relaxed. They'll lean back. They'll put their feet up on my lap. I'll be like, well, they look, that's my signal. She already giving me the pussy. But if she's doing that, when I'll rub her feet and talk to her. I'll rub her feet a little bit and talk to her and tell her how sexy she is. Yada, yada, talk that yak to her. Do the kissing 101. Then start dancing, messing around. Move her to the bed. Move her to the motherfucking. And remember, as soon as you move her from the bathroom into the bedroom, make sure you grab that motherfucking speaker and grab it real quick and sit that shit down in the bedroom so the music is still playing. I'm going to fuck you, girl. Yeah, you know, music playing, you in there stroking and shit. You don't want to hear that shit in the bathroom. You want to bring it into the bedroom. There you go, dog. Dog, it is. Hey, y'all boy, your boy is only the bad motherfucker. Yeah.
That's some cool shit. See? Hey man, I sent this other chick that I met in Philly or whatever. I sent her I texted her this erotic poem that I wrote, man. She ate that shit up, dog.
Oh dog. That's why I'm be teaching in the membership erotic poetry, because it is see this is what guys don't understand. Let me tell you what women are used to when they having sex. And I quote, guys. Who's pussy? No, motherfucker. Not the man mindset guy. The man mindset. See, guys, you don't understand. When you doing what I'm showing you how to do, she is what is called open. Her mind is open. Her mind becomes a sponge to whatever you give her. And this is when you start to talk that yak in her ear. Now, see, that goes with the dirty talk. Now, I think you get two items. So I would either get the 69 and the dirty talk part one. But that goes into it, because you're not talking about her pussy. I'm gonna fuck this shit. No, that's tomorrow. That's for the next day. You don't even like, yeah, you motherfucking sporty ass bitch, that pussy, mama fuck this. No. That's for tomorrow. Today is your shift down day, gentlemen. Shifting it down. And in the membership, I'm going to show y'all how to do the erotic poetry, because I'm going to show you how to start to write it where, because all y'all, they say, well, what is it? Wait, remember, all rappers are poets. Singers are poets, guys. So I just want to let y'all know, so y'all don't feel weirded out by, like, well, dude, why am I writing poetry? Every rapper, every song is a poem that is written in rap tone. Okay.
Yeah, so, man, that shit. Tupac is writing in jail, man. He used to write bitches from jail, man. Erotic poetry, Tupac, man.
Oh yeah, dog. I got so much erotic poetry on my man. I write all the time, but I'm gonna show you guys, because again, it enhances, you know, like they always say with chocolate. Is it chocolate? Putting a little bit of salt or sea salt or some type of salt on there, it enhances your palate for chocolate, right?
Uh-huh.
The enhancement for five play, the enhancement for the make. See, you can just do the making out, the five play, the fucking one on, the kissing one on, and you're going to blow her mind away. But I don't want her mind. I want her world. I want everything. You know, I mean, I'm just greedy like that. I just don't want the basics. See, most guys won't even get that far. But remember the clip I played. You heard the clip where the bitch say, "Well, how did you do that?" And oh my God, you know, if I wanted somebody to text me, that's what I want you guys to be. I want you to do that. Now, there's another level. There's another level that I want to tell you guys about. See, if you were, I don't know how long you've been listening, but if you would have got the conversation in Dirty Talk, dude, let me tell you something. You could have got, think about this for a second. Wait. Let me show you, because I gotta break this down. I'm not gonna play it all, but remember. This could have been, think about this for a second, 312. This could have been you. Okay, think about this. This could have been you on the phone before Saturday. Okay, this, if y'all are doing the man mindset shit right that we teach you, and I'm also going to teach you in the membership, this could have been you. Okay, I'm just saying, on a crystal ball. Now, everything I told you, now watch it. Now, wait, look. We're going to push all that aside, okay, because that you got that locked in the chamber, okay? But if you were using the conversation courses, hey, even in the fucking texting toolkit that we have, you had any of that shit, right? This is how the phone call should have been between now and Saturday. I'm only going to play a little bit of it.
Of course.
I know that. Hey, believe me, I know.
But before I get married, you have to come fuck me. Because I definitely cannot go on and not knowing how good that dick could be.
But see, that's the beautiful thing about it. It's always wondering. It's always wondering. That's the best thing about it.
Yeah, eventually. Not. No, but seriously, like, I mean, I don't need your dick. I just want to one time. I just want to be able to say, damn, that motherfucker is the biggest shit talker. Like, he can back it up. He can back it up.
Stop right there.
Mm.
What do you think is going to happen when she walked through that door I just told you? Am I going to be able to back it up? Am I going to be... Look, hold up. Hear me out. Am I going to be able to back that shit up that she said? You see what I'm saying? He talked so much shit on the phone. I just want to say one time, he talked so much shit, but he can back it up. You know, I know why? Because most motherfuckers, that's all they do is talk shit. But when they get their foot in the fire, they can't perform right. But now, guess what? Here you go. That means the pussy is already submitted to you. It's coming to you as a gift. Like you are a god and she is just putting fruit at your mantle. Okay? Now, if you had the product right, now that would have... Look, dog, she already submitted the pussy to you. But like I was telling you early on, just because you give me the pussy, I'm not going to go... Look, I'm not going to be like the next thirsty motherfucker. I'm going to tease you. And what I just showed you is nothing but sexual teasing because she is not even expecting what I showed you. You see what I'm saying? That's how this
right.
shit, this is why I tell you guys, everything connects. See, when you get the conversation courses, dirty talk types of women, and you are able to have a date with a woman. Remember, when you say you're going Saturday, when did you set the date up? When did you set the date?
Just today, a couple hours ago.
So you set it up today, which is a Wednesday, and you got Thursday, Friday, you got 3 days. So what you could have done by Friday night, when she's in her bra and her panties, you could have got her on the phone playing with her pussy, having the orgasm. See, let me explain how what fucks women up. See, the thing that most guys don't understand is that your mouth and your fingers are more dangerous than any part of your fucking body. Why? Because as long as you can text, type, as long as you can speak, whisper, you can do shit to a woman that most guys don't think about. See, my thing is, I don't want to, if I had a choice between the pussy between her ears and the one between her legs, and this is going to shock y'all, I want the one between her ears because that's the power base to what's between her legs. That's the power base to fucking her friends. That's the power base to convincing her to have a threesome. The one between her legs is already mine, 312, as you can hear in that audio. It's already, I don't have to do anything. I just can show up. But I'm the motherfucking dean, right? So what I got to do is I got to take it to another level. That's why I'm giving you all those other items. Because now... she's expecting wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, but you are giving her the fairy tale bullshit fucking thing that she's always been reading since she was a little fucking kid, waiting for that one guy to be so smooth, so sexual, so seductive, so so romantic, so freaky, so nasty, and so dirty. She's been waiting for that guy to come, but she's never had that guy. Now I'm setting up the thing for you to be that guy. And for those that are listening to me, why is this good? Because once he gets done with this chick, his confidence meter is going to go through the roof, because his sexual confidence is going to go through the roof. Then he's going to have an arrogance to him of, all I need to do is get this bitch over my house. All I need to do is get her on the phone. All I need to do is text her. All I need to do is touch her. And it's a fucking wrap. And she doesn't even know it. How you doing? My name is Steve. What's your name? Hey, how you doing, Tammy? You know what? I don't mean to be rude. I know you're busy. But you know what? I just had to come over here and talk to you. And I know you got a million things to do. But you know what? I would love to get to know you better. How about this? Why don't we do something crazy? Here's my number. Why don't you call me? Because I would love to get to know you better. And when you have some free time, maybe we can go, we can feed the ducks. Hey, look, we can feed the ducks, go for coffee, ice cream. I don't care. Just as long as we're doing it together, because I want to get to know you, okay? Well, here's my card. It's nice meeting you, and I will definitely look forward to talking to you later. Have a good day, Chris. And then you walk the fuck off, and then you do that to the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And 312, like I always say, you know how when you walk down the street and you see a guy, you're like, look at that loser over there. You don't know shit about him, but you're like, man, look at that fucking loser over there, right? Right?
Right.
Well, when you have that sexual confidence, what's going to happen is they're going to notice something about you. They can't figure it out, but it's different than everybody else. And not only is it different than everybody else, it's a mystery. They need to get Mulder and Scully or fucking get Shaggy, Scoob, and the fucking gang to try to figure out what the fuck you are. Because you are something totally different. And then all of us, dog. Now, let me tell you. It might be the moment you do the first part of opening the door. It might be at dinner. It might be when you dance. It might be when you're taking a shower with the lights out. It might be when you're fucking her. Or it might be at breakfast. I can't tell you when it's going to be. But all of a sudden, one of those times, guys, with you, 312, she's going to have this epiphany. She's going to, all of a sudden, like, you know, on TV where the light bulb pops up in her head. She's going to have a cloud, you know, like when they're thinking and the cloud like is above the head.
Right.
The cloud is of how many women are getting this treatment. And what can I do to be the number one woman on his list? What key word, what do I have to do?
Right.
What do I have to give? Because I'm not losing this motherfucker over some skanky ass bitch. Because this is, but
right.
I just look. When you get done, now look. When you get done, now.
No, I'll tell you right now. I want a PlayStation 4 out the deal. I want a PlayStation 4.
Oh no. It's time. No. You want a 4. You want a 5. I think the 5s are coming out this year. No. You'll get a 5.
True.
Yeah. You'll get a 5. Fuck a 4. You'll get a 5. you get a 5 out this motherfucker. No shit. You're shit. So what's going to happen is that she's going to do everything she can to please you. And let me be the ghost of your future. Pleasing you is coming over your house with a... See, y'all don't even understand. Y'all think that shit is fake, but let me tell you. Her coming to your door with a trench coat on and nothing underneath. While you're playing your PlayStation 4 and she's in your house walking around naked, she's either going to jerk you off or suck your dick while you're playing just to see if you could concentrate. While you're driving to wherever the fuck you're going to go, she's going to take her hand and slide it in your pants just to jerk you off. You in the movie, she's going to fill you up. She's going to do everything she possibly can to show you that she is worth your time. That's what we're talking about. And all the money that you think you spent, I spent a lot of money, guess what? Guess how you get it back? You get it back in the PlayStation. You get it back when she tells you, you know what, baby, you know what, I was thinking about what I want for Christmas, but you know what, all I want is you. You know, just being with you is great. I'm on my period. I just love you so much. I'm sorry. I'm just so. Christmas is taken care of. You don't have to give her shit. Fucking your birthday. Oh, man. Valentine's Day. Look. While all the suckers are taking these fucking women out, guess what she's going to be like? She knows that the way you are, she knows you have women. So she's got to do something different from all the other women to what? Stand out in your eyes. Meaning, you know what? I'm going to take you out for Valentine's Day to show you how much I appreciate you and love you. I'm going to do something that no woman is. And you'll be like, yeah, baby, okay, cool, baby. And then she's going to wear that sexy little negligee, fucking my tongue twisted. But this is what I'm talking about, gentlemen. You will possess a power that most guys don't have or know or have any idea about. But what I'm showing you is just the tip of the ice. That's just a little piece of it. I mean, dude, there's so much shit. I haven't mentioned everything, but I think I've given you enough to go off on.
Yeah, you gave me the weapons.
Yeah, so yeah, just all you got, like I say, now again, I'm telling you, the kissing 101, the making out, and the fucking 101 back are crucial to this, and the reason why, remember, there have been a lot of guys to do the romantic thing, to open the door, do all this stuff with her, but then when it come to laying that shit down, they just the same basic cookie crit, the same cookie cutter. Just the same always. Well, you know, girl, the dinner was great. She always bid you on all that. But she's like, I don't know. He's all right. And then that's when they bitch when you get problems and shit, fam. I'm just saying.
Gotcha.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So yeah, but I recommend, like I say, all three of those products are 15 minutes. So get in there and start learning, because like I say, the fucking 101 is a lot of techniques that you're going to have to use, but you've got, Thursday, Friday. So you got really two and a half days to start watching.
Yeah, I'm off the next 2 days, so I can really, you know, dedicate it to the.
Yeah, to crash the, course the, that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Crash course that shit, big dog. Most definitely crash course that shit, dog. I definitely do that joint, man. Definitely, hands down. Okay.
That's what's up, dude. Thanks a lot, man. You a cold piece. You a cold piece. Now I'm gonna call in next week and let you know how it went. You know.
Yeah,
that all sounded great.
Dude, I'm telling you, dog. Now, if you want to take it to the next level, you get the five play, the pussy and shit. Now, if you get the five play. Go to the store and get a bag of oranges. Very important. Very important. Mm-hmm. Don't ask. Just trust me.
Oranges. I hear you guys talking about the oranges all the time.
I know. I'm just saying, if you get the five play, get a bag of oranges, because you got to. It's a lot of shit. Think of a transformer. Kissing 101 is kissing 101. Kissing 101 with making out turns into kissing 102. Kissing 102 with make out and the fucking 101 turns into 105. But if you add the five play to the 105, the five play turns into seven play technically, and the kissing 101 goes up. It's just not fair. And I haven't even mentioned the dirty talk yet. Man, come on, dog. Come on. So
yeah, man, the Power Ranger Megazord.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying, though. That's what's so great about that shit.
Dope.
All right, man. So like I say, man, yeah. But it's up to you what you want to do. I hope you do it. But I had no problem showing you how to. If you say you're gonna get it, I don't mind helping you out and giving you some tips, because I want you to have a great fucking night, man. a great
Yeah, man, I'm going to try to make it as epic as possible. You know, I'm going to follow the playbook, you know.
And go back. Listen,
right,
go back to this show here. Remember, this is the overtime part. You can go back and replay this motherfucker over and over again just to make sure you got everything down. Because I'm not going to change this. But this is what you get from the man mindset, dog. We want to take care of you guys and make sure y'all have the best that you could possibly be and all the information that you need to tear that motherfucking pussy all the way up, man. All the way up, okay?
Yeah, can you play me that what's that pep talk where he's like, yeah, we're gonna beat the fuck out of you. Can you play me that joint?
are you talking about Uncle Rex? Oh, you want to hear from Uncle Rex? Oh,
yeah, Uncle Rex, play me that Uncle Rex, dog.
All right, Uncle Rex, here you go. Uncle Rex, what do you want to say to him?
We know we're better than you. We don't give a fuck if you know it or not. We don't give a shit if you give us your best game. We're going to give you our best game, and we're going to beat the fuck out of you. How's that? Let's go get it.
Right, there you go.
That's what
I'm
talking about. That's how I'm going in there, motherfucker.
I just got one favorite. Look, when you get her in doggy style and you're spreading her ass cheeks open, just take 1 second and look up and be like, this is for you, Steve. And that's all I'm saying. Just one for your boy, dog. Just throw one. Just look up and be like,
I'm gonna give her one solid back shot. It's gonna be like Mortal Kombat, he'll be like, finish her. And I'm gonna be like, bam, this for you, Steve. Bam.
That's all I'm asking. When you spraying her ass cheeks, just look up in the sky and be like, it's for you, Steve. Just one time. That's all I'm asking. Just one for your boy, dog. Matter of fact, one for your boy
you,
and all the guys in the chat. All the guys in the chat room. Just do it for me and the fellas, dog. Just be like, just for you guys.
Everybody in the class. I got you.
Yeah, you got you. He's gonna throw an extra stroke in for you guys. See that shit, guys? Y'all gonna be at home. Be like, damn, what the fuck did that? What happened? Their ears gonna be ringing and shit. Oh man, I ain't shit, dog. But no, it's all good though. All right, man. Well, I will throw you back in the queue. Let me grab any other calls. But again, so you're good to go and everything?
Good to go, man. Thank you so much. I'm gonna review the material. I'm gonna get the products, and I'm gonna let you know how it turned out, man.
All right, and remember, I got a show Friday. We got one Tuesday. If you can call in Tuesday, call in Tuesday. We got one at Tuesday at 9 o'clock, or call in on our Wednesday show. But we want you to call back, and we want to hear what happened. Okay, big dog.
Cool, man. Thank you so much.
All right. No, thank you. Okay, guys, www.themanmindset.com. I'm the Dean. If anyone has any questions, let me know. I will answer real quick. But if not, we will end this right now. But again, I want to say to you guys, I appreciate you. I got a show with Mr. Lucario at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern on this station. I'm going to take this video and I'm going to move it over to the regular station. But also, guys, I do want to let you know that I am going to bombard you with videos, lots of YouTube videos. Like, subscribe, share with your friends. Let's get the movement going. Share these videos. Help your friends out, because if you can help your friends out, believe me, guys, when it's time to find some pussy or give you some ass from their girls' friends and stuff, they're going to look out for you. So look for that stuff. But also, but like I was saying to you guys, the membership is going to open up September 1st, okay? Once the membership opens up, it will be a monthly membership. And I'm going to look towards using a Patreon thing. So if y'all have dealt with Patreon, I'm taking it, turning that shit into a membership, which makes it easier for me, because the best thing about it now, I got a little information. I will be able to put things in there that people, you know, we want to prevent. And this was my biggest problem with the membership. I just want to, this is my bitch real quick to tell you. But the biggest problem I had is putting information in a place where somebody can go in for a month, grab everything and give it to everybody. Well, with the thing with the Patreon, it'll be stuck there. And we want to make it sure where you just get it specifically for the members. It's never going to leave. It's always going to be there. And we're going to keep adding and add. Guys, y'all, like I say, I have a base minimum but I will always promise you I will succeed that minimum. I promise you that. We will have webinars. We will talk, whatever y'all want to discuss. It's a lot of things that's going to happen. I can't wait to start the erotic poetry classes, the new conversation, the more, I mean, getting really finally giving you what I'm connecting. Because, again, I want to tell you this. I'm kind of sort of working on a book. But the stuff you're going to get is going to have a lot of connection to the shit when that book is done. But anyway, that's here and there. But I just want to say to you guys, I appreciate you all, man. I appreciate your love. I appreciate your support. And I appreciate the fact that you guys are trusting me to get you where you need to go. Come on, October. I want to get back on my old station. So got to wait till October to get back to the old station. But until then, we just got to fight the fight. Stay we are right here. So let me see what the man hit you, 10-pack. Do I get a video too? A video of what, Tony? What do you mean a video of what? No, listen, Tony, when you get a manhood anything, you get to choose what's ever in manhood you. So, yeah, we have videos and audio. So you get to choose whatever you want in there, Tony. Okay? That's totally up to you. That's how I have manhood you set up. But don't forget, in 5 days, gentlemen, 4 days, and it might be three. I'll probably do an early bird thing and open it up. Fuck it. But I'm going to release the store things, and they're going to be discounts on my store stuff. So discounts on the conversation classes, discounts on the 5-play, discounts on the fucking 101, discounts on the alpha code, discounts on the inner champ. So there will be discounts for the week until August 21st. But for all my membership guys, once September 1st happens, you will have discounts as well as a member of our secret society that we're creating. So I'm looking forward to that. Right now, Chris, I've been shopping it around. People are telling me all the shit that I'm doing, I should charge $99. I said, no, I don't want to do $99. They're like, well, dude, you're fucking crazy if you're going to do $80. I said, no, I'm not going to even do $89. I said, you know what? Because it's not about the money. So I don't mind if I'm losing. So I'm not looking at 99, I'm looking at 77 or 67, somewhere between that price point right there. That's what I'm looking at. But I will not charge you $99, I will not charge you $89. I'm going to bring that shit down. Now, unfortunately, I'm giving you more than I should, but I want you to know this shit. So it's going to be around that price point right there, Chris. You don't have to worry. Motherfuckers telling me, you need to, you know, because, you know, business-wise, I got to say, okay, well, look, this is what I'm doing, okay? Because, you know, if I'm doing a webinar, which I usually would charge for a webinar, maybe like over $100, and, you know, in audios and videos, you know, over 40, 50, I mean, all these things, they're like, dude, you're fucking crazy if you don't go 99. I'm like, fuck no, I don't want to do 99. I mean, most people are doing that, and I don't want to do what most people are doing. I want you to feel like, you know what, Steve, shit, man, we fucking getting over on your ass, and you are, really. So I just want to make it where it's a good price point where you are getting over on me, but your passion is not to get over on me. Your passion is to learn, to grow, and to learn the stuff that I'm teaching. So that's where we're looking at around there. So we're looking between 67 and 77. That's the price point. But I'm not going to go over 87 or 99. Not even going to touch that range. But we're gonna, like I say, the days, unfortunately, of doing the 4-hour shows and stuff we're doing, I'm trying to do all that in August, because when I get to September, I'm gonna do like the 2-hour shows, maybe a little over two, but then I gotta do an after hour show for my guys, my membership guys, and I gotta do all that stuff. So I wanna give. And I feel like I give enough free. I mean, you get tons of stuff free, but y'all, man, the membership, man, I can't wait, man. I look so forward to this, man, because finally, For all the people who are going to get a membership, go to Walmart and get a notebook, a three-ring binder. That's all. A three-ring binder and a hole puncher. That's all I'm going to tell you. I mean, it's very important. If y'all thinking about doing that, get a three-ring binder and a hole puncher, because we are about to. I want to say it. Never mind. Just do that shit. Get a three-ring binder and a hole puncher. Because nothing, I'm about to fucking say. Anyway, but just know that what's important to me is that you guys learn every month, and every month you grow a little bit more. And we're gonna make sure you do that. And I'm gonna do everything I possibly can to start showing you the next level and moving you up. And that's the most important thing to me. So. I just want to let you guys know, because I love you guys, and I want the best for you, and I want you to be the baddest motherfuckers you can be, man. So, Martin, the conversation, again, it's going to be on the 14th. On the 14th, it's going on sale, and it's going to be on sale for a week. And then in September, for my members, it's going to stay on sale. So every month, it's going to stay on sale. So what we're going to have to do every month, we're going to have to change the password, of course. But every month you will have access to the store where you'll be able to go in there and get stuff very cheap, because we got to get you on to the next stuff, man. So I just want to say, yeah, August 14th. Yeah. So I just want to say to you guys, man. Yeah. Everything. I'm just going to set it up as, let me tell you how I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it like I'm doing a manhood. We got $55 prices, $99. We have $120, $150. I know the five play is going down. We're gonna sell the five play cheap, and the dirty talk, which is a high price, we're gonna bring that shit down too. So you have choices, but like you say, just you don't have to rush it, because if you become a member, you'll have access to that whenever you want. So, and also only for the members, we will have you will have access to getting the Texas, the toolkit. Cause after this month, after this month is over, we're going to take the texting toolkit down. And then, the first week of September, guys, I'm telling you right now, and I need to work on that. I'm going to release. Oh, let me see. I'm gonna release something really special, and it's free for you guys. It's gonna be a free special upload. You know what? I just figured it out. It's gonna be a free special upload that's going to connect the romance classes that go with the dirty talk classes. So that's how we're going to do it, man. Chris. Yeah, that's what it is. So, yeah, So how it's going to work, Chris, is that my birthday is August 21st, okay? That's my birthday. So from August 14th to August 21st, that's when the store is going to be open for the store products like the Five Play, the fucking 101, Alpha Code, conversation courses. That's going to be open. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do, because it's only about a week, I'm going to cut the prices. I'm going to cut the prices real low, or just because it's my birthday week. Just this one, you know, just that one. You get 7 fucking days, motherfuckers. Fuck that. I'm gonna cut the prices real low for you, for that. But membership will be there and stuff like that. So I just want to let you guys know. But anyway, man. If there's any questions before I go, let me just check the board real quick. Yeah, okay, guys. We're about to go. But anyway, guys, if y'all have any questions, let me know. We'll definitely chop it up. About the birthday party, Ted's Cuckoo order a little bit before I talk to you. Haven't received. Wait. Let me see here. Order a little bit before. See, birthday is 15%. What is? Yeah, okay. Let me see something here. I gotta answer. Let me see here. All right. So www.themanmindset.com. Let me look at something real quick. Trying to find out information. Let me see. Hit search. Let me see here. Something else too. Give me a second here. I gotta make a call. All right. Yeah, I gotta call somebody. I gotta make a phone call. But anyway, guys, I'm gonna go ahead and shut that down. www.themanmindset.com. Please, guys, remember, you are all you need, man. Let's get this stuff together. Let's create something that nobody can fuck with. And we go from there, guys. Okay. I'm the Dean. If you have any questions, send me an email. We'll definitely talk, okay? Other than that, guys, I will talk to you on Friday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got the Licario Show, the 1 hour on it. We'll be doing it right here, okay, guys? So add me on Facebook, subscribe to this, and I'm going to put this on the other side as soon as it goes up, okay, guys? So everybody, let me...